Atelier Coin is a clothing brand based in Victoria, BC, that will soon be featured on the runway of the Vancouver Fashion Week. It's a brand that not only prides itself on individuality and sustainability, but also references something we all, as Sudburians, know very well, the Big Nickel. Cameron Lazotte, a designer who was born and raised in Sudbury, founded Atelier Coin when he was still in high school. The young designer was tasked with creating a brand for one of the assignments in his high school fashion course when he thought of the name. The name itself is a pun, as Lazotte explained it. Atelier is the French word for workshop, but in the fashion circles it refers more to a design studio. Coin is the French for corner, so Atelier Coin could be translated as corner studio. However, Lazotte is using Coin in the English sense, as in a form of metal currency, a reference to his roots in Sudbury, the nickel capital of the world. Back in high school, we had a project to create our own brand in a fashion course, Lazotte said. And I actually took it to heart. I really stayed up nights thinking of what represents me because I actually wanted to do it for real, even though it was just a class project. I'm proud of where I come from, so the name Coin is actually a representation of Sudbury. So, Coin is my roots, like the nickel beneath me, because we're the nickel capital of the world, Lazotte told Sudbury.com in a phone interview. Lazotte didn't always have a passion for fashion. He held a hockey stick long before he held a sewing needle. The 6'2", 200-pound designer was an old defenseman for 4 years, plying his trade for the Peterborough Petes, Barrie Colts and Erie Otters between 2013 and 2017. He was known as a skilled body checker and his hits regularly made old highlight reels. But all the while he played hockey, he tuned into his interest in clothing and how it was made. I really envied artists at the time. I loved how much freedom of expression they had. Being a hockey player, I had this stereotypical kind of persona, and I couldn't get past that with people, he said. But once he learned the basics of sewing, there was no going back. Once I learned the basics, I kind of became very, I guess, obsessed. I loved it because my world revolved around so much violence. And so it, making clothing, was so relaxing, Lazotte said. Since then, the artist has come a long way, from traveling around Ontario for hockey games to traveling thousands of miles to have his clothing featured in Paris and at Vancouver Fashion Week. Just a month before the interview with Sudbury.com, Lazotte was scouted by Paris Fashion Week to join the show as a part of the new and upcoming designer's portfolio. As amazing as it was to be featured at one of the world's great fashion cities, Lazotte said that he is especially excited for the Vancouver Fashion Week to have more control in making the show his own. The clothing that Lazotte will feature in the upcoming show in Vancouver has a bit of an Eastern Asian influence. I make what I would want to wear. That keeps it simple like that. I live in Chinatown, in Victoria, BC, so I am very inspired by Chinese and Japanese culture. The silhouettes and the choice of layers is something I am very inspired by lately. But it's forever changing, and that's the fun part, Lazotte said, trying to explain the collection he will feature in the show. His Atelier Coin designs often represent a collection of thoughts and emotions during a period of time in his life. It can represent growth as well as the environment he is surrounded by. All of the pieces are handmade by Lazotte. He hopes to make a lasting and unforgettable impression on the audience for the upcoming show. I definitely want to leave people thinking that there's a new guy in town, and we got to watch out for the new designer, Lazotte said. The show will be held in Vancouver, BC, but the organization will also have a live stream available online for anyone who wants to hop on. Atelier Coin's runway will go live at 6:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on April 10. Eden Sue is a new media reporter at Sudbury.com.